Hey, today I want to share with you the two things that I learned from my mentor that have sold his company for $21 million. So I have this mentor that ran an agency around 10 years ago. He started a marketing agency, web development, app development, graphic design, full set digital marketing agency. So he started with one partner, and at the age of 29, which is after 8 to 9 years running the business, they sell to the biggest marketing company in the world, WPP, for $21 million. So when I met him, after a few times, I've decided to ask him whether he can guide me and become my mentor whenever he's free, whether through phone, WhatsApp, or we meet up for breakfast sometime. First thing that he teach me is about creating business, a sustainable business, a scalable business. Well, most of us will know that sustainable means long-term, something that won't die, or maybe something that we can grow forever. Scalable means something that will continue to get bigger. But that is not the full picture. She shared with me this. Okay, if you imagine a graph with X and Y axis, X which is the time, years, durations of running a business, and Y axis is on the revenue or the money. Whenever we first start a business, it will start at the 0, 0 coordinate, right? If you, I know it's going to math now, but you start with very low cost and then your revenue will be above it. So you have very low cost and then slowly but surely it will go up. If your business is something that involves a lot of manpower servicing, then you have an increasing cost over time because you hire more and more people. Yes, your revenue will continue to go up, but when it's parallel and keep going up this way, first, you have headache of managing more and more people. Second thing is that the margin, your business is always the same because it's parallel. The more business you have, the more people you need to hire, the bigger office you need, the more infrastructure you need. This is what my mentors call as non-sustainable and non-scalable business. A good business normally is something that have very low cost in the beginning. Whether you get investment or you pump in or bootstrap, it will go very high in terms of cost. Your revenue will be slow, and then it will reach a point of time where you have finished creating your product, your funnel, your offer, system, processes. Then the cost will flatten out. So for example, you invest on funnel and you build in click funnel, it's $97 per month. You increase the price, you get designer, you get copywriter, you go up very high, you create offer, put out ads, create videos, and then it will just continue going up. Put out content, hiring third party to do your accounting, your bookkeeping, your tax and your payroll. It keep going up, but once it's done, the system processes, everything is done, it's working, you start earning money, this price is gonna drop. Because you don't need designer anymore, you don't need a funnel builder, you don't need copywriter, you don't need create more videos, it's just flattened out. So the cost now is flattened, but your revenue keep going up. So something like Facebook, the first few years, Mark Zuckerberg will spend a lot of his time and effort to code everything. He start hiring people, so the price will go up. The product development will incur so much cost, even in maintenance, bug fixing for Facebook mobile and website, and then it will keep going up. After Facebook finish building, it will flatten out because they just have a set of people that continue to update the thing, do servicing, ads, but they don't need to hire more and more people, even though people keep using Facebook in terms of paying ads and stuff. So the revenue keep going up. So that's the first lesson. Be sustainable, be scalable, find a business that have high cost in the beginning during development and then flatten out, but the revenue can go up significantly, exponentially. The second key that he teach me, this was I think kind of around when I rebrand to my brand Kingsmaker. So I run my agency for 4.5 years right now, and the first 1 to 2 years I do it myself, and I struggle with non-sustainable and non-scalable model. And even I had hit six figures, to be honest, but the take home profits every year, it barely hit six figures. So it's kind of tough to hit seven figures. I realized in Singapore especially, the payroll is expensive and the rental of office is expensive. It just doesn't make sense. So I have to rebrand, change everything. And I call him and say, hey, can I have 1 and 2 hours of your time in his office? So I went down, I remember it's early morning, I bring him some stuff from my recent travel New Zealand, and then he shared with me, whatever business you do, the most important thing is to understand branding, especially personal branding. You need to get a lot of press release, PR, a lot of hype on your business, on your brand, on your name. Getting featured in, you know, magazine and newspapers and media, social media. Make yourself as an expert. So of course I can't pay for magazine, I can't sponsor an event, I can't be in a TV, national TV media. But what I can do is to produce content in my social media and to make myself as an expert by giving value for free. So if you guys are doing, let's say, insurance agent, property agent, or even marketing agency like me and my mentor, then you should produce content teaching people, educate people about the things that you sell. Educate them about the problem, the solutions. Doesn't matter about whether you think it's a secret or a trade secret, your tips and your ninja tricks, you know, people can search it, you know, online. You learn it online as well. So just give it out for free. People will appreciate it. And those people that can't afford, and when they can afford, they are going to find you because you are the one that guide them. You're good, the one that give them so much value. So this is the two key things. Then if you are interested in personal branding, I actually have a special gift for you. It is the 100 over social media content ideas content box. If you're interested, comment down below. I want it, and I will send you the link. You can download for free. Inside that, there's bonus, the tools and resources that I use, and as well as free masterclass that I hold almost every single day. So if you're interested, go ahead and comment down below, and I will see you on the next video.
You've been listening to the Growth Strategist Podcast, the number one marketing show in Asia for entrepreneurs who want to get their messages out into the world. If you love the Growth Strategist Podcast, we'd love for you to subscribe, rate, and give a review. Until next time.